50 years ago this week, the killer whale, some call Lolita, arrived at Miami Seaquarium. She was captured in the waters off Whidbey Island and is the last southern resident orca left in captivity. The Lummi tribe continues to press for her return home. Two elders went to Miami this week to hold a ceremony. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
They chartered a boat and shared video of the ceremony in an online event. A member of the local Seminole tribe joined them and played a wooden flute as they ventured near Lolita's tank and laid a wreath of cedar boughs into the water to signal their presence. Raynell Morris is one of the elders. She drummed and led the ceremony on the water.
You know you're not alone. We love you. Your people love you. Your mother wants you home.
The Lummi call her Scully Chuctanut and view the southern resident orcas as their relatives beneath the sea. They're working with the Earth Law Center to press for her release under international indigenous law and the rights of nature. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
The Miami Seaquarium has not responded to a call for comment, but in the past have argued it would be harmful to move Lolita from her current home. This is KNKX.